Kevin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than Nazis on Ice. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Big show tonight. We're going to talk about a little Holocaust entertainment. A little ice.
Holocaust entertainment.
Tis the season, I suppose. An insulting Santa Claus. A guy gets arrested for accepting somebody on Facebook.
Wow.
And we'll give you the headlines for next year. Things that you should probably look out for because we have that type of skill. But first, we're going to play a little game, test some knowledge.
Yay.
See what you guys know. Pip's going to keep score. It's going to be between Joe and Pip. See what you guys know about the electorate and what you guys believe to be true and not true.
Uh-oh.
What?
I just know I'm going to fail.
Nah, there's no fail. We're all failures here. I don't think that's how the phrase goes, is it?
No. No.
Cheer up, little Pip. We're all failures here. All right. Joe and Pip, do you think post-election Trump is used positively or negatively by most of the people? Post-election.
I'm going to say positively most of the people.
Positively most of the people. Joe?
Not from what I saw yesterday. a little snippet of them.
Well, they were rounded up.
I would say more positively.
More positively. You would both be wrong.
Oh.
You would both be wrong. 43% of the voters view Trump favorably. 51% unfavorably. Now, this is up from 39 before the election.
Wow.
But, yeah, this is like the lowest ever for an incoming president.
Wow.
But 43%. So you were both wrong on that one.
Hmm.
Both cockeyed optimists, I guess, thinking we all came around, you know, rooting on our new prez.
That's what I was thinking.
Not so much.
Oh.
He hasn't sold us yet.
Okay.
Who do you think is more popular currently, Trump or Obama?
Obama.
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 You are both right on that. Obama is right around 50%, and 45% do not like him.
Mm.
So you both got that one right.
Yeah, but looking at that thing, it's not like he's off to the, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a
pretty
landslide.
Close on that. It's a 50-50
split. Yeah, but 50% for a president that we've had for 8 years in this polarized environment, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not good for us if like 50% of the audience likes us. But for a president, it's not bad. Who do voters trust more to make the next Supreme Court pick, Trump or Obama?
Well, I'm going to say since Obama has the higher rating, I would say Obama.
I would say Obama as well.
Obama beats Trump 52-45.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, it is his pick to make. But the Republican said, you know what, we're going to be C blockers. So,
I can't believe that yes. Stood.
Joe and Pip, do you think Hillary Clinton got millions of illegal votes?
No.
Joe?
Yes.
You do think Hillary Clinton got millions of illegal votes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think the majority of...
Wait, which...
I'll let you know.
All right.
We'll get there. Do you think the majority of Trump supporters think Hillary got illegal votes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Pip is 2-for-2. Joe is 1-for-2. Because there's no proof that he got millions of illegal votes, that she got millions of illegal votes. There's no proof of that.
Right.
It was a Trump tweet, and that was pretty much... the end of that.
But they also had Trump supporters grabbing people on buses and just bringing them out to vote.
They had Trump supporters doing that?
They had Hillary supporters doing that.
Whatever. You know, there's isolated stories
there's
of Trump
whatever.
Supporters, too.
There's
no,
whatever.
There's isolated stories
there's
of Trump people.
All right, fine.
No, well, there's isolated stories of Trump. Trump people have actually been arrested and prosecuted for illegally voting. But it doesn't translate to millions. Millions. We're talking millions.
Millions.
Millions. That's the key word. 40% of Trump voters insist. Let's see. Okay. So anyway, yeah, you were both right. I mean, you were both right in thinking that Trump supporters think it,
yeah.
But you were right in saying that there's no proof that there is.
Right.
Who do Trump voters think won the popular... Well, Joe, who won the popular election?
Hillary did.
Joe, Pip?
Hillary.
Who do Trump voters think won the popular election?
Obviously Trump.
Yeah, I agree.
40% of Trump voters insist that he won the national election, so you're both wrong on that.
Oh.
So 60% or so... think otherwise, but you both got right that she got more. She's up by about 2.86, I think last time I saw.
But when they were doing the recounts, actually,
he picked up like 162 votes or
yeah.
something. But okay, yeah, again, you know, you can do whatever you want with the recount. They got a right to do it. But It's not really going to change anything. So let's see. Joe, should California votes be allowed to count in the national popular vote? People from California, should they be allowed, should their votes count in the popular vote?
In the popular vote? Well, shouldn't they be already?
No, but I'm saying, should that be included with the other 49 states?
Obviously, yes.
Obviously, yes. What percentage do you think we're going to go by Price is Right rules here?
You're not going to ask me?
No. Because Joe's a Trump supporter.
Oh.
So I wanted to know Joe's take on that. Okay. It wasn't for points.
Okay.
I just wanted to know Joe's take on that, and Joe feels that the votes of California should count.
Okay.
Price is Right rules. Closest one to it without going over. What percentage of Trump supporters do you think that we should count California?
What percentage do they think we should count California?
Yeah, yes. Percentage of Trump voters that would agree with Joe's stance.
I'm going to say 30%.
30% think that we should count California of Trump supporters.
Right.
Joe?
I would say 60%.
Pip wins because she did not go over. 53% deem that we should say, the citizens of California, your votes can count too. What is with the other 47%?
I don't understand.
The reasoning, whether it's right or wrong, would probably be the illegal status and the sanctuary cities and a lot of these
citizens.
Votes.
You can only be a citizen to vote.
And there's illegals all over the place.
Or the propensity of, but there's more of a propensity in California than a lot of other places in the country.
Tell Texas.
I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. I'm just giving a reasoning probably to that.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. But I'm saying a reasoning behind
29% don't think they should be allowed to count. 18% aren't sure.
Now, was there a reason why they felt that way?
This is just a poll. This is done by the PPP, the Public Policy Poll.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if they have to go to the bathroom really bad.
Right? Joe, has unemployment increased or decreased under the Obama administration? Not types of jobs. I know you want to have that conversation. The amount of jobs. Have we added jobs or lost jobs under the Obama administration?
We added jobs, none of much of significance.
I don't want to get into that.
You know the truth. But yes, we have.
Because it's a poll, Joe.
I understand that, but it's always skewed in that way. But the answer would be yes, we have added jobs.
Pip?
Yeah, we've definitely added jobs.
Do you think most? I'll make it yes or no. Do you think most Trump supporters think that we have added jobs?
No.
No, but we don't. You know, that's another general answer. It depends. You know, on the quality of the job.
The job's a job. It doesn't parse.
Okay. I want you. I want you to go to pick the potatoes and go. This is great.
No, they're all non-farm jobs. These are non-farm jobs. But are always separated out. Those are always separated out in these statistics and everything. 67% of Trump voters say that unemployment increased. So they were all wrong. 67%.
Wow.
You both got it right. Joe was an informed Trump supporter. Now, you can debate on how many jobs we have added, and I got a couple different stats on this. And this is from October.
Well, you're a very good lawyer because it's just a yes or no question.
No, this is the poll. Yeah. I didn't make it. I mean, you know, how in the weeds do you want to go? As of October, if you take the jobs added from the low point of the recession, and this is what Obama likes to do in 2010. This is the stat Obama's administration likes to use. Added 15 million jobs. That's from the low point of the recession.
Okay.
If you go by the swearing in on January 2009, he's added 10 million jobs, and he was sworn in on January 20th. Okay. That's the worst way you could go with it. If you go by February 2009, which is probably the most accurate, even though his policies didn't take effect yet, mm-hmm. but if you want to go under his administration, I think that's probably the most fair way to do it.
Right.
They've added 11.5 million jobs.
Only 11
right.
million
but,
jobs.
But the average Trump voter thinks that we've lost jobs under the Obama administration, which is a problem. Has the stock market gone up during the Obama administration?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You are both correct. It has gone up. The average Trump voter does not think that. When Obama took office in January 20, 2009, it was 7,949.09. That was the lowest inaugural performance since the Dow was created. Now it's around 19,000. You could say some of it's a Trump bump, whatever. Even before that, it was still around 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
So he's added. But the average Trump supporter did not know that. Only 41% of Trump voters say that the stock market went up during the Obama administration. 39% said it went down, and 19% said they weren't sure. So we're painting a picture. Joe seems to be more informed than the average Trump voter.
Yes.
But the average Trump voter is not really informed on these economic things, which were big, which, as we know, were big drivers towards Trump. Because
well, they're informed enough to realize that there's a lot of people that are working part-time, a lot of people that are having a problem getting a full-time job, and then having the statistics turned around and said, well, unemployment is up. But yes, it is, but not for full-time jobs and not quality jobs. And that's
you don't know that.
Seeing.
You don't have the numbers of full-time jobs. There
are the numbers out, and the numbers out are the,
are
the jobs.
Numbers?
Not exactly, but the,
but, those, but there was part-time
but,
jobs under Bush, too.
But,
it's not like Trump
it's,
Obama invaded part-time
but,
jobs.
But it has been proven, and the statistics show that under Obama, it's not a good recovery. It has not been a good recovery.
But it's not a recession.
Quality jobs.
But it's not a recession.
But it's not acceptable.
But you're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing the point.
Stop talking and listen. What I'm saying is they think there was a recession. We can argue about whether their jobs are good or not. I don't want to have that argument.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is they are arguing that there was a recession, that the stock market lost, which, you know, only affects some people or people with pensions and stuff like that, people invest, and that there's less jobs. Forget about the quality of the jobs. Put that aside.
Believe me, if I got that job, I'm concerned about the quality, and that's what a lot of people were, and that's what a lot of people got fed up with being told, and that's why Trump got in.
But they don't understand the numbers. I understand why Trump...
You can't feed a family. You don't care about what the numbers say. You care about trying to feed your family. If you don't have a quality job...
If I couldn't feed a family, I'd want to know the numbers, at least. I'd want to know what the situation was.
Right.
Who do you guys think has more credibility, the New York Times or Donald Trump?
The New York Times.
Joe?
I would say Donald Trump. The New York Times has time and time again has been this liberally biased paper.
By a 49-40 spread, voters say the New York Times has more credibility than Trump. Who do voters think has more credibility, Trump or CNN?
I would say Trump.
I would say CNN.
By a 48-41 spread, voters say CNN has more credibility than Trump. Who has higher favorability with voters, Donald Trump or Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night Live.
I
like Baldwin.
Saturday Night Live has 48. Trump has 43. Not really any endorsement for either one.
And how much have people hated on Saturday Night Live over
the
years?
Well, Saturday Night Live's unfavorability is 33%. Trump's is 51.
Because that show stinks, regardless of who the topic is. It really does.
All right. Price is Right rules here. Favorable or unfavorable, New York Times versus Trump? What do you think Trump supporters' favorability of the New York Times was?
Oh, God, probably about 15%.
I would say 10.
Pip got it. 7. No, you both got it. No, nobody gets anything. 7%.
7%.
7% favorability with Trump voters, 71% unfavorability.
Wow, that's damning.
CNN, favorability with Trump voters.
I would go 10%.
10%.
Well, judging by what we just heard, 5.
Pip got that one. Joe got that one. Excuse me. 11%.
Wow.
Joe is close with that. CNN has, with Trump supporters has 11% favorability, 76% unfavorability.
Oh, my God.
Saturday Night Live with Trump supporters. Favorability.
I would go about 60%, and why I'm saying that is not it's political. It just sucks.
60% favorability.
Yeah.
Pip?
Wait a minute. You're saying 60%?
Define Saturday Night Live 60% favorable.
Wow. I would say 40.
You're both wrong. 17%.
Oh, wow.
can't blame them.
The musical Hamilton.
Wow.
12%.
12%.
6.
Pip got that one. Do the Price is Right rules. 11% have a favorability. So give yourself a point for that. Do you like the music Hamilton, the musical Hamilton?
I have not seen it.
But do you have a positive opinion of it?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. I heard it's a very good show.
What do you think Clinton supporters think of the musical Hamilton?
Oh, they love it. Probably about 90%.
Yeah, I'd say 95.
You're both wrong. 61%.
Really? No, yeah. Really?
3% have an unfavorable view of Hamilton.
Really?
Yes. Really?
All right. Should Trump release his tax returns, Joe?
No, none of his business. He's not bound to.
Yes.
59% of voters think he should release his tax returns. to only 29 who say it's not necessary. So Joe's in the minority there. Price is Right rules. Favorability of Congress.
Oh, 10%.
20.
Joe on the nose. 10%? 10%. 75% unfavorable, yet they get incumbents win by like 90%. So there's your change, stupids.
Wow.
Paul Ryan's approval rating. Price is Right rules.
On Republican side?
No, just in general. Public.
30%.
Paul Ryan. 25.
Joe gets that one. 37%.
Wow.
Mitch McConnell.
15%.
10.
Joe, again, it was 16% favorability for Mitch McConnell. Joe, do you want expanded background checks on gun purchases?
Yes.
Yes.
Do the majority of Trump supporters want expanded background checks on gun purchases?
No.
No, you say?
No.
89% support nationally for expanded background checks on gun purchases, including 96% from Clinton and 81% from Trump voters.
Get
81%. So Joe is in the majority of that. 81% of Trump voters want it. You both got that wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
Joe, do you want a ban of people on the terror watch list from banned from buying guns?
I'm sorry. Do
you want people who are on the terror watch list banned from buying guns?
Yes.
Yes.
Do the majority of Trump supporters want people on the terror watch list banned from buying guns?
No.
That's a yes.
84% support nationally, 90% from Clinton, 80% by Trump voters.
Okay.
Because they hate terrorists more than they want to
support guns. But I thought that but my reasoning was that there would be more of a freedom of right to
bear
arms.
Well, it goes to what I always say. The NRA doesn't represent the rank-and-file gun owner. They represent the guns, mm-hmm. the gun manufacturers. Because mm-hmm. as we're reporting, the average gun owner, average Second Amendment enthusiast, does want certain restrictions.
Yeah, they don't want terrorists getting them.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, do you support increasing the national minimum wage to at least $10 an hour?
No.
Yes.
Do the majority of Trump supporters want it increased?
I would say yes.
Pip?
I'd say no.
76 support nationally increasing it to $10 an hour, 95 from Hillary supporters, 54 of Trump voters. So Joe got that one right.
Wow.
All right. So here are my takeaways from it. I think that a lot of his supporters really didn't know the nuts and bolts of this. I understand what Joe's saying. You know, if they're living in hard times, maybe they're not paying attention. But they didn't know the numbers. Trump is very influential in what they believe. If Trump has a feud with something or somebody, the popularity, whatever that is, amongst his supporters goes right in the toilet. So if Trump gives you an angry tweet, you can have a lot of hate coming your way. I also think the Republican Congress is out of step with the majority of people and the majority of Trump supporters.
Absolutely.
There are certain things that we want as a public done.
Yes. If the Democratic one wasn't the, well, actually it's a majority of it, but I think it's a lot more that there has been so much dissension across the aisle that hopefully in this new administration they'll start to work together again.
I don't see that happening, but it's fun to be optimistic.
But that's what needs to be done.
Also, a lot of Trump voters don't think California should vote. And and unfortunately for our president-elect, he's still very unpopular with the majority of Americans.
Well, then get him to the office and start proving himself.
Or going lower. We'll see. What is the final tally? Who won?
I did.
What was the score?
By one.
Oh, it was good.
11-12.
All right. When we come back, Nazis on ice. We are back. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's going to do some Nazi stuff. Sounds awful.
We're going to do some Nazi stuff.
Can you
stuff?
Really preface that correctly?
Yeah.
I'll see why we're still
for people
doing
turn
it.
The dial and call the station.
It's getting increasingly popular, this Nazi stuff, and I'll get into it in a second.
Once again, could you please?
It is.
Yeah, probably with the hotline at the station.
I'm not saying it's popular amongst our listeners. I'm just saying it's increasing.
Not necessarily popular amongst this room.
Not necessarily.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Several weeks ago on the podcast, not the podcast, the internet version of this show, Pip and I had a conversation about this, about whether we were going to still do this Nazi stuff. Not that we're doing the Nazi acts, but reporting it. Because when it started, when we started doing this low those many years ago, there was just like a few freaks and idiots that we laughed and pointed at and had a good time with.
And said, can you believe this
nonsense? Can you believe,
can
some
you believe
of,
it?
Can you believe some of these Nimrods are still running around?
Yeah.
And it's still the minority of people.
Right.
But it's really increased.
It's increased.
It's increased a
noticeably.
Lot. So I felt, I said to Pip, I go, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore. You know, talking about it because it's just depressing now.
Right. But I think we have more of an opportunity. I mean, a responsibility almost to talk about it because it is increasing.
Well, it comes out of an are you kidding me? What are you thinking sort of a way.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why we're doing it.
Yes.
Complete with our own.
Because I insisted.
Yes. Pip, if we know Pip, she's pro-Nazi and she wants this covered. So.
Oh boy.
You can write your emails to
Pip. We get your letters.
What boots is she wearing? How does she look in gray or tan?
Or brown.
What would you like for breakfast? Oh, some Luftwaffles.
Oh man.
Nazi puns here?
Oh. I do have German heritage, as you know.
I understand. We don't let you in the kitchen where the ovens are.
But I do not like any actual Nazi activity.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I mean, because you're throwing it out there like I like them. Yay.
Not throwing it out there that you don't.
Stop
anyway.
Stop calling me Ava.
Since she died with her man. She did.
Yeah.
It's a loyal woman.
It's a lousy honeymoon.
Yeah. It really was.
It really was.
No, we're not going to have champagne. Take this pill.
Yeah.
And give it to the dogs, too.
we're going to bring you up to the special honeymoon bunker.
Yeah. Aw. He's so romantic. Anyway, a Holocaust-themed ice... I can't even believe I'm reading the sentence. A Holocaust-themed ice skating routine on a Russian reality television show involving the wife of a high-level aide to President Vladimir Putin has sparked outrage around the world. The act was based on the award-winning 1997 Italian film Life is Beautiful. Not so much. Which tells the story of a Jewish father who tries to hide his son from the horrors of the Holocaust through humor and games. In the routine set to Israeli singer Noah's Beautiful That Way from the film soundtrack, former Olympic ice skater Tatiana Navka and her dance partner Andrei Barkovsky dance in the striped pajamas and yellow six-pointed stars which Jewish victims of Nazi concentration camps were forced to wear. At the end, Barkovsky is heard being shot as Navka stands alone looking grieved. The dance was a part of a celebrity ice skating show on the Russian television named Ice Age, similar to the United States program Dancing with the Stars or UK's Dancing on Ice. Navka married President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov in a large ceremony in August 2015. In April, Russia's version of Dancing with the Stars included Nazi officers searching for a young Jewish girl hiding behind a piano. Oh, this sounds festive.
what are you thinking? What are you doing?
Well, apparently it's fine because not to us, but international director of international affairs at Australia's Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, Jeremy Jones, told CNN the act has been unbelievably tasteless. You think?
And it's the perfect phrase.
Yeah,
it's tasteless and unbelievable. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
So people from around the world are outraged. U.S. comedian Sarah Silverman tweeted, "Oh, those wacky Holocaust victims. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God." All right. Does it raise a red flag that Putin, who our dear leader Donald Trump like, has a right-hand man whose wife would participate in something like this? Does that raise a red flag?
Yeah.
Joe?
What was that again?
Trump's right-hand man, his spokesman, his wife. Was the woman who did the dancing.
Right.
Does that raise a red flag that somebody who Trump is trying to trying to have a comfy, cozy relationship with is married to somebody who thinks, you know what, let's have some Nazi capades.
Nazi capades.
Look, it wasn't the best judgment, but basically it's a different...
I'm sorry, damned with faint praise.
But when they did this, they probably thought that it would be... Because sometimes you do something in art, and as an art...
Let's not call Nazi Holocaust art.
No. I understand what he's saying, though.
Basically, on Life is Beautiful, they decided to take the story of Life is Beautiful and put it on ice, which is ridiculous.
You're being very generous, Joe.
You know,
you're being very generous.
You know, you could also argue about Hogan's Heroes. They made a comedy out of a Nazi camp.
But not of the Holocaust survivors. Yeah. Not of the Holocaust victims.
But basically what their thought was is that we're making it out of the story of these two people that were in this camp. It's not the greatest idea, but that was that they was thinking. It's not like, let's take a concentration camp and make it fun.
That's kind of what they did, Joe.
But that was, from what this is, it probably wasn't their initial thought. They wanted to take this story and put it on ice.
I don't think there was any thought process involved at all.
I don't think they cared at all what Jews thought or what people thought. Mm. They just wanted to have something stand out. This is when you root for Tonya Harding.
Get in there with your
where's your crowbar?
Crowbar?
Can't you whack somebody?
I'm looking forward to their presentation of rape victims on ice.
Ooh.
Yeah, won't that be delightful?
The tushes will stink to the ice. Stick to the ice. All right. So there we have it.
I wish we didn't.
A fat shaming Santa when we come back on this uplifting show. Tis the season. It's Santa Claus time, and thank God we have a Santa with us. So a mom says her son was left in tears after being fat shamed by a Santa Claus in Forest City, North Carolina. Ashley Mays says she and her son, 9-year-old Anthony, were just enjoying a holiday event in town, having a good time,
going to see Santa,
getting a little Christmas spirit on. When Santa had his own agenda to Anthony, a little jab. Anthony visited with Santa and asked for a few things. Weight loss advice was not one of those things, but that's what he got anyway.
From Santa.
When he got done, he said, lay off the hamburgers and french fries.
Man.
And then little Anthony said, that really just disrespected me, and I felt awful.
I mean, listen to the language of this kid. That disrespected me.
Yeah, it's an educated kid.
Yeah.
I went out and started crying because I just felt so bad. So the city manager told CNN in a statement that Santa did indeed make a remark that he regretted. And the matter has been addressed. He apologized to the parent, the child, and the town. Town representative spoke to the mother on Monday and also apologized. Santa stopped showing up to work. He doesn't want the gig anymore.
You don't say. Joe, you shouldn't have.
Santa, by nature, does make judgments. So we'll go to our resident Santa Claus here. Joe, you play Santa, and you are a leader among fake men.
Yeah.
Was Santa right to voice his concern to the little tyke about weight?
No.
No, little child with diabetes, little child with diabetes, Joe?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, no, he was very wrong. But, the mother should watch over the kid because maybe, his little feelings got hurt. But I'll tell you one thing, diabetes and high blood pressure could care less.
Should Santa have given him a pamphlet on diabetes, Joe?
No. Would that do a candy cane? Yeah, Hannah, because
sugar-free hard cane.
You get the sugar-free. Everyone.
No, you have to be, you can't say anything to the kids. They're the kids, you can't say stuff like that.
Apparently you can. The child overreact?
You lose your job. Yeah.
The child
overreacted. No, I'm sorry. No, the child did not.
See, if I'm the parent, I'm thinking this is the perfect time to say, there is no Santa Claus. That's just
what?
That's just a loser.
But there is diabetes. So not for nothing.
Listen, fake Santy, a minimum wage Santy has a point there.
Yeah.
But there is no Santa Claus.
Oh, man.
I mean, don't you just break it to the kid to make it a little bit more palatable?
No. No, you just say that was somebody that came and was doing Santa's work. But that's not the real one, and he is an idiot.
Yeah, but if Santa picked him.
No. The store picked him, or the town
picked
him.
He's doing Santa's bidding.
Yeah, you know what? Every once in a while, there's an evil elf. No.
Joe, how do you handle the plus-sized child that moseys on up to you, wants to get close to Santy?
You get him on your knee, and you hope for the best.
How's that knee holding up?
It's not that. It's when they put the little infants on you that don't want to be held on there, and it's like, and then you're trying to hold on to this little toddler not to, and then they put another one on you, and they don't even care that you're trying not to drop their children.
Those juggling kids, grabbing them by their scruff.
Yeah,
I can't grab a scruff, but you got to hold. You want to hold these kids. You don't want the kid to get hurt. They're very wiggly, and you're trying to hold. The parents could care less.
No.
You know, you're just like...
They're just trying to get a good picture, Joe.
Oh, that's all you are, which I get, but it's like, you know, I'm trying to hold a picture. You don't... There is a thing that I was telling Joe's girl once that you don't take... It sounds corny, but it's the magic of being Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And if you do wear the Santa Claus suit, you do have a responsibility to act in a certain manner. And to, you know, like when I was doing the Hoboken Library, last week, and I had to park the car and I had to walk down the street to get to this place. But I'm Santa Claus. If there's little kids along the way, how are you? Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
You're Santa Claus. You have to keep that innocence there.
So you don't go, how are you, fatso?
No.
That's not part of it.
Not at all, no.
It's like, hey, no candy cans for you. Here's a carrot.
Did Santa do the right thing by apologizing?
Well, yes, but too little, too late.
Yeah, exactly.
What about him deciding not to do the gig anymore?
Good.
Yeah, enough's enough. Who needs this nonsense?
So, Joe, you've never called a kid fat?
No.
I find that hard to believe.
As Santa Claus?
No, he would not.
No, as yourself, you despicable human being.
Oh, yeah. Well, plenty of times when I was a kid, yeah.
No, I'm talking as an adult. You know what? That's a little fat so-and-so.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, no, you hurt their feelings.
Yes.
You can understand. Kids are very, at that age, very vulnerable, very easy to hurt. They don't let things go for years and years and years.
Right.
You can't say that to a child.
Well, that child is now damaged. Thank you, Santa.
Well, you know, I mean, if it's your kid or something like that, you want to try to have them eat better or something like that. Say, we need to eat better, blah, blah, blah. But you don't
call them
that.
It's not the appropriate time to bring it up. Not all the time is the time for those kind of lessons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Stop.
No, not at all. No, this was absolutely wrong. I don't know what this guy was thinking.
He was thinking this kid's heaviness hurt my
knee. You know, he probably figured he's probably one of these guys that thinks he's funny and he makes these little cracks.
Type.
Yeah. And makes these little cracks and stuff like that. You know, and it's like, yeah, and he just probably said,
it's like
lay off the hamburgers and french fries. They, you know, and.
You could do that with your pals. Shut up with when you're being Santa and that you got a kid on your lap.
All right, more show. Don't go anywhere. Facebook is not as safe as we'd like to think it is.
You think it's safe?
I think it's safe. It's where I get
Silly.
All my pokes and friend requests. City of Augusta is paying David Cunningham $300,000 for his trouble because of being jailed without a cause.
Oops.
2014, Richmond County Sheriff was trying to track down four men who stole $80,000 worth of jewelry from a display at Costco. That's a lot of jewelry from Costco.
Yeah, really.
That's a lot of cubic zirconia.
You're hitting all the fancy places.
Sure. Really? You buy your fake diamonds in bulk.
I guess. Yeah, I was just going to say you steal in bulk.
Yes. Cunningham first caught the attention of investigators because he accepted a Facebook friend request from the wrong woman. Well, we created a friggin' legacy.
Yeah. Yeah,
by me doing that.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so I
many men have said the same of me.
Yes. She's a total stranger who we never met or had spoken for, but this guy's a producer. He's a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
So court records show Ronica, really? I know your dad's Ron, but really, Ronica? We're really stretching here a little bit. Ronica. Ari. Oh. Jeremina. I mean, come on, stop
I know.
It. Stop it. Name her after a car and be respectable. Anyway.
Camaro.
I like that. I own one.
I know.
Yes. I should name my daughter Camaro. Court records show Ronica Westmoreland rented the getaway car, not a Camaro, used by criminals in the Costco robbery. When police later caught up with Westmoreland, they pressed her for name. She said, oh, I loaned it to a guy named David. David's a pretty common name, so they went to her Facebook page, because that's where all investigations begin.
Yes.
And found everyone named David. Then they found a black guy who wears a lot of jewelry.
That's
it. Guilty.
It's him,
kind of what they thought.
I know.
So they jumped to the conclusion that it must be him. Unfortunately, he's a music producer, and it's not him. But the police only saw common gangsters. In the war, police said Cunningham looked like one of the men in the security video. They even said that his fingerprints, which turned out to be a total lie, because Cunningham was never arrested, so they don't have his fingerprints.
Wow.
So the cops are just making up stuff. Acting at the direction of the Richmond County Sheriff Department, the FBI got involved. Assuming the arrest warrant was built on solid evidence, they intercepted Cunningham as he checked into a Dallas airport. Cunningham said undercover agents were wearing Hawaiian shirts and sunglasses. Really?
Really?
Are they playing Magnum P.I.?
Are the only people who travel, is that a uniform you have to wear a Hawaiian shirt?
Do they have to look like the worst tourists ever?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Really, a little pride. A little pride.
Really?
Describing the raid on his recording studio in Atlanta, he said they threw tear gas over the gate, put guns in people's faces. Settle down, fellas.
Really? It's Costco jewelry.
So he spent 10 days in jail, and then it turns out it wasn't him. And now he's getting $300,000. And thank God this guy's a man of means, Cunningham. He's got money. His family's got money.
Sorry. You tear gas over the cane. You're like, it's, come on, it's Costco jewelry. Send one car, maybe a dog.
not even a police dog. Yeah. A random poodle that you found.
Bring a chihuahua. Why are you so Costco?
Come on.
But we're public figures. Do you accept random friend requests?
I do sometimes.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too.
For the same reason. Yeah.
I think maybe we should stop.
I know.
Seeing the bang up job that the police are doing.
Yeah, because I do some serious time. I'm not a woman of means. I can't afford an attorney.
I mean, are you accepting people because of our profession? That's why I am.
Yes.
If I was a public figure, I would not accept half.
It's funny. I look at how many people he know, you know, how many friends.
Mutual friends.
Stuff like that. I've been a little bit more selective.
See how attractive they are? See if they just went on Facebook yesterday?
No. Well, yes.
I mean, there's some of those people that we eliminate. But then there's people who I don't know, but they just saw me at a show or something.
That's what I think, too. Sometimes, you know, if you see a really pretty girl, like a model pose, scammer.
Yeah.
Scammer.
Yeah.
Scammer.
Nobody attractive once, Joe.
That's right. Well, except Joe's. Except Joe's.
Backpedal. No. That was fun to watch.
No. I got somebody that a friend requested me that I thought, oh, maybe he's a fan. There was no indication that he would listen to the show. I don't think he spoke English. I'm like, why?
Every indication they listen to the show, then. Those are our people.
See?
I think we got to be even more cautious going forward.
I know, because
I never thought that the police.
Well, I know that they do look at that. I mean, they've always, like, when there's criminal activity in a town, they pull out the yearbook to look for the kids.
I didn't think they were
going to
lie.
Social media. But
you know what?
They always lie.
I went point by point. I'm like, well, you know, you look at it and go, well, you know, he had the, you know, it looked like he had jewelry. Well, you know, it looked like the guy that might be it.
Why?
Looked like the
because
guy,
he's a black guy?
Hear me out. No, well, it could
they
be the
jewelry.
However, with the fingerprints. All right.
Joe, it looked like he had fingers.
That's like, all right, what are you guys doing? All right, somebody's got to be.
It makes me lose a little bit of confidence in the fine people.
In that one aspect, yes.
Well, they lie during interrogation because they want the person to slip up. But it's like, if they brought that to court and they said they had him and they didn't, uh-oh.
All right, when we come back, the headlines for next year that you need to know. You are listening to Davin's Den, and we are going to give you the headlines before they happen. We're going to lay out your 2017 for you, right in front of you, so when these things happen, you won't be surprised, because some people have weak tickers. And we don't want to surprise them.
Right.
So we did research. We went to fortune tellers. We dug up Nostradamus. All this important stuff. We got these headlines for you. Pip, what do you got? What's your first one?
Well, this was interesting. Ivanka
we'll
Trump.
Be the judge of that.
Yes, you will. Yes. Ivanka Trump announces her new line of melted glacier spa products.
Melted glacier spa products?
Yes.
Water.
Yes, but only from the freshest melted glaciers.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot.
Yakov Smirnoff picked to host correspondence dinner. All jokes to be approved by President Trump.
Nice.
In Mother Russia, jokes pick you. Don't give me that sideways look.
It's called my neck. I hurt my neck.
What'd you do to your neck?
I don't know. I twisted it.
Somebody tried to take it from your shoulders?
Probably. The Jets make the playoffs.
I'm sorry.
I hope so.
I thought that was supposed to be funny.
After months of concern about his whereabouts, former President Barack Hussein Obama found learning in the madrasa in Saudi Arabia.
Found what?
Learning in a madrasa in Saudi Arabia. It's true. He was a Muslim. It's true. I knew it.
I knew it.
Joe?
After seeing the light, Davin replaces Sean Hannity as their most right-wing host on Fox News.
Be the most talented one. I don't know. My head isn't as large. Look at all that space they would have on the screen. He has a big head.
He's got that 1920s hairdo. Do you ever see his hairdo? It looks like he's like that 1920s look.
Yeah, maybe he's just a good old-fashioned guy, Joe, with good old-fashioned values, you know, before women could vote. Pip?
Enormous sea monster swallows United States whole, regurgitates entire country because it tasted bitter.
We don't taste good?
No, we're bitter.
We leave an aftertaste?
Yes, because we're bitter.
Are you bitter?
We're all bitter.
I'm not bitter. Joe, are you bitter?
Just
a little bitter.
Just in the luck that Joe gave Devin.
Joe's rabid.
The whole country's bitter.
What do you got, Joe?
President Trump gets more done for the country in 100 days than Obama did in 8 years.
What would those things be? What's going to be?
Building the economy, getting the infrastructure back together, starting to get Obamacare in more of a workable fashion.
In 100 days? What's he going to do the rest of the time? Hang out with Kanye? What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
I just said.
No, but after the 100 days, I mean, he's done his job.
Well, then after that, try to get that. I didn't mention the war. Try to get the war done.
He's not going to do that in the first 100?
Well, guess he.
He's got a very good brain, so I believe this will happen.
Yeah, I'll work on that. Also, like I said, work on the jobs. Hopefully work on better health, you know, getting health care straightened out. But we'll see. Well, I think it could possibly be a headline. He's done a lot so far.
You said he hasn't done anything yet. We have to wait till he's president.
But I personally feel that he's picking the right people to get the jobs done.
We shall certainly see.
Mm-hmm.
Pip?
Farmers switch irrigating from water to Brondo sports drink because it's got what plants crave.
Electrolytes?
Yes!
I do believe that's the most likely one out of all these to happen.
Thank you. I'm sure I'm going to see that soon.
Oh, God.
I know, because we're stupid.
We really are.
We're so stupid.
But I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, so have I.
We are a stupid, stupid people.
Yes, we are.
I hate us.
Humans are idiots.
We really are.
And Americans are just dumbing down more and more.
This is why I always root for the meteor. I root for the meteor. The meteor's never wrong.
Dare we say you pray for the meteor?
I don't pray.
No, I know.
Because you're godless. You're a godless man.
I am.
Yeah. Yes.
I am, and?
What are we disputing?
At least I don't fake it and go twice a year. At least I'm honest with myself and whoever is up there or isn't up there.
Who could you be talking about?
I don't try to sneak and go, here I am, God, here I am. It's two of your days. Pay attention to me. Answer my prayers that I'm going to disappear for 6 months. No. I respect the man or woman who is or is not up there by being completely honest. Go, I think it's a bunch of hoist bucky.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wait till Judgment Day.
I've been waiting. You're still here. Meteor strikes New York's MetLife Stadium right before Jets were set to finish improbable perfect season.
sort of a tag to my story.
Yeah.
That's page two.
New England. But wait, there's more.
Of course, with the Jets, always there is.
New England Patriots awarded the division in Jets' absence.
Because Tom Brady can't lose.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
He can't lose. Damn team. I don't know what's worse with those guys, that they're that good or it frustrates everybody that they're that good.
No, the thing that's frustrating for me as a Jet fan is the only team that ever seems to beat them when it counts is the Giants, and I hate them too.
It's in Dallas how they feel.
It was like an election. It was like Trump and Hillary. There was nobody I liked.
No,
that's what it is when the Giants face the Patriots. It's two sides of yich.
Yich. I do have one more.
Okay. Show off.
Day 73 of Lincoln Memorial's mysterious weeping.
Okay.
You know how portraits sometimes bleed from their eyes?
I know how radio hosts bleed from their ears sometimes.
I got one more.
Is it as good as that?
Well, we'll see. Sarah Palin discovers a secret Russian base from her telescope in Alaska, sees thousands of Trump signs.
You know, they've been very complimentary of President-elect Trump so far. Yeah. They have been. I'm not making that up. They like his Secretary of State pick, you know, who got a friendship award from Vladimir Putin. I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be funny or ironic.
Well, you are, but I know that.
What?
I'm not trying to be funny.
What?
Don't you have a child's Christmas you should be ruining? You ogre. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult ogres. I apologize.
Ogre Americans are fine people.
Ogre. What are you like? in an old movie. Why, you ogre?
No, I was just looking at you. I was inspired by that insult.
You can.
When I looked at you, ogre was the first thing that came to mind. Joe, you have any place where you're going to be doing whatever you do?
No, just doing Santa Claus.
ruining Christmas from one household to another.
Yes.
I hope you have some Santa Claus hell stories coming up soon.
I have 4 of them this coming weekend.
But they're not hell stories.
We don't know yet.
Fingers crossed, kids.
Yeah,
let's hope Joe ruins somebody's Christmas and they ruin his.
Oh, that's funny.
makes for good radio. Well, all right. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Listen to the whole show, not just this portion of the show, the whole show where we get really nasty and sink our fangs into things and show real emotion and grit.
Yes.
Like real Americans and hash things out. Go to davinsden.com for that. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.